Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, says it has disrupted a wide-ranging online influence operation, an operation linked to Chinese law enforcement. The campaign is using fake accounts across more than 50 websites to spread pro-China messages and attack critics. NPR's Shannon Bond joins us with more. Hey there.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, tell me more about the goal of this campaign.
Yeah, these fake accounts posted articles supporting China and denigrating U.S. and European foreign policy. Many of the articles and comments that they posted appear to be copied and pasted from a list. And, you know, this was not just on Facebook and Instagram. As you said, it was in many other sites. So Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, but also lots of smaller platforms, even sort of random internet forums in places like Australia and Nigeria. And Meta says altogether, this is the largest covert influence operation it's ever come across. And I think that underscores that China has become, you know, a bigger player in these sort of online influence campaigns as part of its broader propaganda efforts. This operation has been given by researchers the name Spamouflage because these fake accounts tended to intersperse their political posts with sort of random spam posts. So they were sort of using that spam as camouflage, hence Spamouflage.
Wow. Okay. And you just said this was the biggest covert influence operation Meta has ever seen. Was it also effective? What's Meta saying about that?
It turns out, actually, it was not very effective. Now, Meta says it took down more than 8,000 accounts, pages, and groups, but it said many of the followers that they had amassed were themselves fake accounts created by content farms. These were just not reaching a lot of real people. And these fake accounts were also pretty sloppy. You know, they were using repeated headlines, spelling errors. They were clearly working shifts that lined up with a Beijing workday. So, you know, it was kind of easy to spot. But it is an important breakthrough for researchers who had seen clusters of this kind of activity for years. Here's what Ben Nimmo, Meta's global threat intelligence lead, told me.
All the way through, the questions have been, is this really one operation or is it lots of little operations which are doing the same kind of thing? And now, after all these years, we actually have the answer to those questions. Yes, it is one operation, and we have managed to tie it back to individuals who are associated with Chinese law enforcement.
And I should say, Meta did not give any further details about exactly how it made that attribution to Chinese law enforcement.
You know, I'm hearing all about this online influence campaign, and of course, my mind goes to Russia. Do we know how this campaign compares to Russia's efforts to, among other things, influence the 2016 presidential campaign?
Well, you know, I think there's sort of an interesting shift we've seen, right? So back in 2016, much of that activity was, you know, directly on these social media platforms. The Russian Internet Research Agency bought ads. They used groups. Today, we often see these fake accounts posting links to external websites that were set up by the influence operation, you know, and using other smaller platforms, all to avoid detection by these big companies. Meta also gave an update on a separate Russian operation aimed at undermining support for Ukraine. It's been spoofing websites of news outlets, including The Washington Post and Fox News. But like that Chinese operation, it has not appeared to get much traction among real people.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
NPR Shannon Bond.